Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos daf Tzadi Zayin. We're starting about the seventh line with the word brachas, and the Vilzer's daf is about halfway through Ayin Tes Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Lilu Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sarabas Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah. And we keep discussing saving things from a fire on Shabbos. They were now quoted to Brisa, and there's a little bit of a gerusa change here. Brachas ukemein shekasapen yonis harbi minatayra brachas, which could either be referring to Shemayna Esrei or other brachas, or kemein like amulets. They have many parts of Torah written in them. Ein matzil nasam readleika, no saving them from a fire because they shouldn't be written down. And mikan over from here they said, that those who write down brachas, it's like they're burning the Torah, because since it can't be seen from a fire on Shabbos, it's like they're burning it. There was a fellow who used to write brachas. Rabbi Shmuel went to go check out, see if it's really true. And once this guy realized and he heard the steps of Rabbi Shmuel, he took a whole bundle of these brachas that he was writing and he threw them into a bucket of water, erasing them. And it was with this lashon that Rabbi Shmuel told him, the punishment of the last act that you did is greater than the first one. It's bad enough that you wrote the brachas down. Now you erase them. That's even worse. And certainly, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi tells us, Hada Agadata. These are Agadatas, as in the homiletic interpretations of Torah. We have many Agadata Gemaras, so this is what we're referring to. Akaisva, someone who writes it down, Ein Lechelek, he doesn't have a Chelek in Olam Haba. This is referring to the Isser of writing down Torah Shebal Peh. We know that Torah Shebal Peh is not allowed to be written down unless we absolutely need it. And especially Divra Agadata, if that's written down and we have regular Halachas and Mishnayas and Gemaras that are not going to be written down, people are going to go to Agadata more than Mishnayas and Gemara, and that's an Avla. So therefore, somebody writes Agadata, Ein Lechelek Olam Haba. And Hadarsha, somebody who darshans Agadata, the Girsa is Mizbarich, he's going to be excommunicated and put into Cherem. And Ashayma, somebody who listens, Ein Makabel Schar, he doesn't get Schar as if he's learning. And Rabbi Shimon Levi tells us, Anamin Yoimai, Leistakas Besifer Dagata, in all my days, I never looked at a Sefer Agadata, Elachad Zman Estaklas, one time I looked, and Shkachas Kasav Ba, I found the following written in it, Mei Vashim Vachamish Parshish Kasav Batayra. There's 175 Parshish, meaning 175 topics in the Torah that they begin as follows, or the following words are written in them, Davar or Daber, Amira, and Sivoy, and this is Kenegid, corresponding to Shnais of Shalvinu Avram, the years of Avram Avinu. We know that he lived 175 years. The Chassid says in the pasuk, "Lakachas Matnos Ba'Adam." Literally, this means to take the gifts of man. This is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu receiving the Torah. Uksiv in the pasuk says, "Ha'Adam Hagadol Ba'Anakim," and this is referring to Avram Avinu. So we see that Bischos the Torah, and over here referring to the 175 times it says Davar or Amir or Tzivoy. That's Bischos, or corresponding to Avram Avinu. And Mayav Arba'im Meshiv Mizmaris Shekasav B'Tehillim. The 147 Mizmaris of Tehillim. We know that we have 150, but there's three that are really supposed to be paired up with another one, so it makes it 147. Kenegid Shnayis of Shalavinu Yaakov, as corresponding to the years of Yaakovinu, he lived 147 years. And Malami, this teaches us Shekal Kilusin Sheyisrael Mekasal Kosh Baruch Hu, that all the praises that Am Yisrael praises Hashem, and those are found in Tehillim, Kenegid Shnayis of Yaakov, that corresponds to the years of Yaakov. Shnei, because the pasuk says, "Va'ata Kadosh Yoshev Tehilas Yisrael," you are holy, you so to speak, sit on the praises of Yisrael. And Yisrael over here is referring to Yaakovinu, which we know is another name for him. And lastly, Meiv Asmu Shlosha Pa'amim Sheyisrael Ein Haluka, the 123 times the Yidden say Haluka. This was back in the day that whenever a phrase ended with the word Haluka, everyone listening to the Chazan would respond Haluka. And even though we don't know how we get to 123, they must have had 123 back then. And this is Kenegid Shnayis of Shal Aaron, corresponding to the years of Aaron HaKayin. And how do we know this? Well, Pasuk says Haluka Halukel Bekadshai. And what's this referring to? La Aaron Kedoshai, to Aaron his holy one. And how do we know that Aaron is called Kadosh? La Aaron Kedosh Hashem, because we have a pasuk that says that. And after Rabbi Shimon Levi related the three things that he saw in the Sefer Agadata, Afilu Kain, even so, even though I only saw it once and I saw these three things, Anam is Baz Belelia, I get afraid at night and that's my punishment. And Rechim Barva, Chamachad Sefer Dagada, he saw Sefer Agadata, Amar, he said, Imaksiv Tavos, even if that which is written in here is good, Tikta Yodel Chasavta, the hand that wrote it should be cut off. So Amalei Chad, a person told him, Avodahu Gavaksava, maybe your father wrote it. Amalei, he told him, Kain Amris, this is what I'm saying, Tikta Yodel Chasavta, still, the hand that wrote it should be cut off. And Vahavasli Kain, that's exactly what happened. Whoever it was that wrote it, his hand got chopped off. There's like a mistake that comes from a ruler. Even though Rechi Barva didn't literally mean that the guy's hand should be cut off, that's actually what happened. His hand was cut off. And we continue discussing how Gilyonim Vesifrei Minim. Gilyonim is basically the extra parchment on the bottom and on the top and in between that which is written. There's actually nothing written on it. And Sifrei Minim is referring to Sfarim written by Aprikarsim. Not only is one not allowed to save them from fire on Shabbos, but Istanai Tani to those that teach Koider Azkarisain Vesarfan, that's a proper Girsa, that we should cut out the Shemas Hashem that are here and then we burn the rest of the Sefer. And Istanai Tani to those that teach Sarfan Hain Ve'askar, saying that we burn it and the Shemus Hashem written inside. This is specifically referring to Sifrei Minin. Since it was written by an Apikiris, it has no Kedusha whatsoever. And Orav Tarvin Tarvin says, Akapech has Banai, this is a very extreme expression, Shemi Vayel Lebesi, that if such a thing is brought to my house, Sifrei Minin, Shani Sarfan Hain Ve'askar, saying I'm going to burn it and all the Shemus Hashem. And Shemi Yael Roida Freida Fachirai, if someone's chasing after me to kill me, Shani Nimot Lesech Batein Shalvoy Dezara, Veni Nimot Lesech Batein Min Shel Minin. I would run into a house of Avodah Zarah and be saved there, and not run into a house of a Min, of an Apikaris. Shaiv the Avodah Zarah, people serve Avodah Zarah in my Kiryas Arba. They don't know Hashem, and the Kaifer by that's why they're Kaifer in him, because they don't know Hashem is. Aval Minin, but Apikaris in my Kiryas Arba, they know who Hashem is. They were raised in Yiddish homes. They know what Hashem's all about, and nonetheless, they're Kaifer by, they're Kaifer against him. Therefore, I'd run to be saved by Avodah Zarah first, and not a Kaifer. And Valein Amr David, David said about them, Halam Yisanecha Hashem Esna V'Gaimer, those who hate you Hashem, I hate them, and that's referring to Kaifrim. As I mentioned, Darsha, this is a message that he darshin, Umam Lahatul Shalom Bein Ishla Ishtai, just like in regards to bringing peace between man and his wife, Amar Kasav, the Pasuk says, Hashem Shenechta B'Kedusha, the shame Hashem that was written in holiness, Yimach Alamayim, it should be erased by water. This is a whole discussion in regards to Saita, if a woman suspected of adultery, her husband brings her to Beis HaMikdash, as part of the process, they write some Pesukim down on a Luach, it has Hashem's name in it, and then it's erased in water, which she drinks. And the whole reason why we're going to erase Hashem's name is to bring Shalom Bein Ishla Ishtai. So Sifrei Minim, Shematilin Eva V'Tachos Machlekes Ben Yisrael V'in Shashmaim. These Sifrei Minim, they cause hatred and fighting and Machlekes in between the Yidin and their father in heaven. Shouldn't we for sure burn them and their Shemus Hashem? That's going to bring the greatest peace between us and our father in heaven. And on to Sadi Zayin Amabez on the top, moving on to Halacha Bez, continue to discuss saving things from fires on Shabbos. The Mishnah tells us, Matzilin Tikka Sefer Ima Sefer Tikka Tfilin Ima Tfilin. We'll have to save the bag or the box of the Sefer of the scroll and also the bag or the box of the Tfilin together with them from the fire. Even though there's money in this bag or box, still we're allowed to save it with the sefer with the tefillin. Now, where are these things allowed to be saved to? And we already mentioned this briefly in the previous Mishnah, that we're saving this from a fire, so we're taking it out of a house or out of a chatzar and bringing it somewhere. Where is that somewhere? The answer is l'mavoi she'ena mefolash, to a mavoi, an alleyway which is not open. Back in the day, the way that everything was situated was that there was a big rishus harabim, off of it there was a mavoi, an alleyway, and off of the mavoi, the alleyway, there were multiple chatzeras that had houses in them. So if we do backwards, we have houses that are open into chatzeras, the chatzer is open into mavoi, and the mavoi is open into rishus rabim. Now, sometimes there was a mavoi she'enoy mefolesh, that there was basically only one entrance to the rishus rabim. That's a non-open mavoi, it's closed off, it has three walls around it, and only one entrance and exit point. But sometimes there was a mavoi mefolesh, which means that it was open on two sides to rishus rabim. You could walk in one end of the mavoi, and either turn to the sides to go to the various chatzeras that are there, or you can continue walking out the other end to a different rishus rabim. Now, that's what the chiddush is. We're allowed to save the sefer, the scroll, from the fire and bring it into a mavoi that's not mefolash, it's not open on both ends, and that's even if it didn't have an eruv. We know that usually a mavoi has to have an eruv. All the chatzeros that share this mavoi have to make an eruv to allow them to carry. The chiddush over here is even though there isn't an eruv, he's allowed to save it to the mavoi, but again, it has to be she'ena mefolash. But when he says afal mefolash, even if it's open on both ends, he's allowed to save the scroll into it. And the Gemara clarifies masisa b'she'ena tafolai. Our Mishnah, when it talks about matzilin tekha sefer ima sefer, that's when it's not tafel to it. If it's tafel to it, it's like it itself. In other words, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though on Erev Shabbos the sefer wasn't inside its tik, and not only that, but there was money in the tik, so really it was a basis l'davar asur. The tik itself is technically muktzah because it has money in it. Still, on Shabbos when this fire breaks out, you're allowed to take the sefer, put it in its tik, and then carry it out because it was ready in the tik before Shabbos. That means the tik and the sefer are like the same exact thing, so of course you're allowed to save them. Now the Gemara just asks, nicho tikka sefer ima sefer. This makes sense. We're talking about the bag of the sefer with the sefer. That's because since we're just talking about a regular scroll, not only are you not allowed to hold it with bare hands, but it also will get ruined if it's not in its tick. So of course you're allowed to save it with the tick, with its bag or box. But tick tefillin, ima tefillin, we're allowed to save the bag of the tefillin with the tefillin. Tefillin don't have to be in its bag. The parshiyos are surrounded by the batim, by the hard leather boxes that we stick on our head and arm, and so they don't have to be placed in a bag in order to save them. They're not going to get ruined, and therefore why would we be allowed to put it in the bag to save it from the fire? And this, the Gemara answers, Rav Chaga says, B'shem Rav Zeira, Shamalam and Hadah, we hear from the following. The pasuk says, literally, this pasuk means that the Malach of Hashem encamps around those who fear him and rescues them. And the Joshua is referring to tefillin, that even the things around them could be rescued with them, namely the bag which goes around the tefillin. Or you put the tefillin in the bag, that could be saved with the tefillin. And in another pasuk it says, Bedain Guvrayo Ilech Kefisu Besar Belehin V'Goymer. This referring to Chnayim Shal and Azaryo, when they were thrown into the fiery furnace, they were bound up with their cloaks. That's what we just read. And the pasuk continues saying that they had all their clothing on them, they had everything with them, and they were thrown into the fire, and not only were they saved, but their clothing was also saved from the fire. So we see that not only is tefillin allowed to be saved, but also its clothing, so to speak, meaning the bag that it's in. Even though there's money inside the tik, we're still allowed to save it together with the sefer or with the tefillin. And let's bring the following that was stated. We have a bag that has money inside it, and we want to move it from one place to another so it doesn't get ruined or stolen. He could take a loaf of bread and put it on top, because even no, right now it's mukzah, it has money in it. Now that it has a loaf of bread on it, we're carrying it due to the fact that it's with the loaf of bread and it's permitted. And it's the same thing over here. Even though we have this tefillin bag or this tik sefer that has money in it, now that it has the sefer, the tefillin in it, so we can carry the whole thing. Can you explain the Mishnah? We had said, La'ichem atzilin ha'son, where are they allowed to be saved to? L'mavoi she'edim mefolash, to mavoi that's not mefolash, it's not open on both ends, only on one end, and that's even though it doesn't have an eruv. Now, what's that mashma? Halam mefolash loy. But if it's open on both ends, so then it's not allowed to be saved to it. And here's the question. B'chol atar, in all places, at Amr, you say, Eina mahalachim eniach, that walking is not like resting. We've discussed previously before that in order to be chayev for carrying in Rosh Hashanah or from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, there has to be an akira and a hanacha. And we've always said that when a person walks, it's not like every single step they're taking is a new akira and a new hanacha. But v'kayatam over here, you're saying, amahalachim eniach. The walking is like meniach, it's as if you're placing it down. Because why else would you not be allowed to save it to mavi hamafulash? It must be because as you're walking through the mavoi, even if you want to go to a different chatzar, it's like you're doing an akira and a hanacha in this mavi hamafulash, which doesn't have a proper eruv, and we know we're not allowed to carry in such a place. So Gemara tries to answer that Ella Bezirek, it must be we're talking about that he's throwing it. He's throwing it, let's say, from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to another Rosh Hashanah Yachid, derech this mavoi hamafulash, and that would be a problem because it's like throwing it through Rosh Hashanah Rabim. However, the question on that is Tamanat Omar, over there you say Hazarek Potter, that if a person throws from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to another Rosh Hashanah Yachid, derech Rosh Hashanah Rabim, he's Potter. And over here you're saying that a person who's Zarek through a Mavli Mefolash, he's Chayiv? How does that make sense? We actually don't have an answer to this question. And here the Gemara further clarifies the Mishnah, as we had already explained, that what's the Chiddush of being able to save to a Mavoi? Rabbi Chizkiya says, B'sher Vacha, B'shaloi Irvon on Kaiman, we're talking about where there was no Erev in this Mavoi, so really on Shabbos you're not allowed to carry here. The Chiddush is, since we're talking about saving from a fire, you're allowed to save into this Mavoi even though there's no Erev. Now, until last week to the Mishnah where we had said, Ben Mesera holds, you're allowed to save it even to Mavli Mefolash, even though it's open on both ends, and we say that Ben Besera Krib Yehuda, Ben Besera Krib Yehuda, the Tanin Taman, we have a Mishnah over there. This is a Mishnah we had brought up earlier in the Masechta, and it's an Ervin as well. Like a Sharn HaMefulashin, a bridge which is open on both sides, which is basically an overpass. You have a road going underneath the bridge, and so that's why it's open on both sides. Metaltan Tachtein B'Shabbos, the Reb Yehuda says one is allowed to carry underneath the bridge on Shabbos, because we look at the thickness of the bridge as if it's going all the way down to the floor, so it's like it has Mechitzas. And since it's a Rosh Hashayachid Midda'ai Raisa, we're allowed to carry in it, even though it really only has two regular mechitzas, Vacham Arsh and Vacham Aser, because according to the Chachamim, we need to have three mechitzas. Even though, yes, Midday Rais, when you have two walls, it's considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but we're machmir that there has to be a minimum of three walls in order to be able to carry here. And so, when Maser and our Mishnah is like Yehuda, whereas obviously the Chachamim are like the Chachamim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Gimel, continuing to discuss saving things from a fire on Shabbos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.